It's Raining Men, and it's raining two blonde squirrels. So
yes.
Sit back, relax, get the beverage of your choice, and enjoy. Well, Kidge, how was your week?
I am not absolutely soaking wet, so it's been great.
Well,
that's the next part of the song, I think.
Well, I'm not soaking wet anymore either, so I feel pretty good.
Oh, right. Sorry. Yeah, sorry.
I'm a little hot here, so I'm gonna turn down. It's like, hold on.
Do it.
Test. Oh, that's better. Okay. All right. Well, on with the show. We have some voicemails that we need to get to. We have, I have stories about couples retreat we need to get to.
Couples retreat. Okay.
And I have one day left to do my Charles Dickens recordings.
Ooh, right. I was not invited to that, so you enjoy that.
Well, you want to do mine? I'm out of time. So, yeah, I've got to get those over to John Wilkerson ASAP. And I waited to the last day like a kid trying to do a, you know, a science project. I don't know what that's about. Well, you ever put off doing homework to the last day?
I was always good at procrastinating.
Yes. But I have legitimate excuses. That's the difference between me and procrastination.
That's true. You have kind of been out of the house.
Oh, my. It's been fun. Okay, so the noise of the fans kind of got to us. And about the time I was going to suggest we all go to a hotel, somebody called and invited Helen to spend the night somewhere else. Over at her friend's house. And so I was like, yes. So I said, Faith, let her go to the friend's house, and me and you are going to go to Dallas, because I was just going to get a hotel here in town, just someplace peace, you know. I said, me and you are going to go to Dallas, and we are going to get a hotel, and we're going to go out to eat, and we're going to have a good time, and it's going to be great.
Oh, yeah?
And
so did you?
And we did. Well, I told her, and we were leaving town, and I said, you know
and
what? I said,
how was it?
I said, we're going to go to the, and I called to the, you know, there's a big lake right as you get to Dallas from our house.
Someone.
What, are you, what? I can, oh. I guess we lost Kitch. So I will try. There you are.
Hey, there I am.
You're back. Okay.
Yeah.
So right when you get to Dallas, there is a lake. Lake Ray Hubbard, okay? It's a big, huge lake. And you have to drive over it. And on this lake, they built a Hilton right there. And there's all these restaurants around it and everything like that. So it's kind of a neat place to go for us because we don't have to go into Dallas, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's around the edge. It's actually in a town called Rockwall. So
that's,
I called this.
Nice place.
Yeah, it's real nice. They got a big fountain. They got a movie theater. They got all this kind of right there on the water. And the Hilton sits right there. So I called and got a reservation for a room there. And I wanted a Lakeview room, you know. And I told Faith, I said, we're going to go. And we're going to eat us a steak. And then we're going to buy some sunflower seeds. And we're going to go to the hotel room. We're going to sit on the balcony and spit sunflower shells off the top of the Hilton Dallas. Of the Hilton Rockwall.
Nice.
And she thought that was funny. And of course, that's not what we did. You know, we went and we had a nice steak and we went to Starbucks and we hung out until they kicked us out. And then we went to the hotel and hung out there and had a glass of wine in the bar at the hotel. And then I'm going to skip ahead until the next day.
Thank you.
Yeah. And we went and had
breakfast. That's not kid friendly.
It was a couple's retreat.
Play it on his show.
It was a couple's retreat. So,
oh, there you go. Yeah.
We retreated. We retreated. That's all I'm going to say.
Thank you.
Yes. We retreated. Ooh. We actually retreated several times.
Oh, wow.
I had to make Kidge uncomfortable. Wow. That was for Dave. So, wow. So we, anyway,
you're
so,
my best friend.
I know. So we went, the next day, we went to, out and had breakfast together, and we went shopping for new carpet and all this. And, yeah. You can listen to sort of the rest of the story on the,
Adventure Sandwich.
Yeah. And then
a podcast where you don't talk about your life.
Right.
Just sandwiches. Yeah.
Right. Just sandwiches. So then we went, and then we came home. And and the fans were gone when we got home. They had came and gotten all the fans and all the humidifiers and
so
all that.
Someone broke into your house and stole all of this equipment.
No, the guy who owns the equipment came and got it.
How did he get into your house?
Well, he knew. I gave him a key.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know who he is. I know the guy. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. He's cleaned my carpets many, many times. And anyway, so he came and got all the fans and everything. And get this. So we don't get the bill. He sends the bill directly to the insurance company.
Ooh, cool.
And it was $4,000.
What?
For fans.
Wow.
There were 10, you know, those industrial squirrel cages that sit on the floor.
Yeah.
You know,
uh-huh.
And they call them air movers. I don't even call them fans. And they sound like jet turbine engines going off. Well, there was
probably are the same technology too.
Probably. Well, there were, I think there were 10 or 12 of those. There were a lot of those. And then there were four giant humidifiers. I mean, they were massive things. And, and they were set all around the house. So, but the rental, and these were all rental, you know, rent, because you pay for renting them and running them. And anyway, I couldn't believe that. I mean, it had been, they were here for, I think, 5 or 6 days. It happened on Monday. So they were here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And he came and got them on Saturday. So 5 days, four and a half days. Wow. $4,000. I'm in the wrong business, man.
Yeah. For a week of work, $4,000?
He didn't. And he didn't do anything. The fans did all the work. Oh,
there you go,
man. So, yeah. So you ready for? Do you have a story to tell, or are you ready for email? What do you want to do?
Stories.
Okay. Well, tell me one story, and then we'll do email. I mean, not email, but voicemail. Go ahead.
I'm gonna tell you a story. So
why don't you, Kidge, tell me a story?
How about I tell you a story?
Okay.
All right. So. This week, I'm trying to branch out in, as far as what my skill sets are at work.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm spending the week writing with different people and that sort of stuff.
Okay.
And today, I didn't learn anything, but I was going to write along with some guy because he had some all-day project that was going to take him several hours to do if he had to do it by himself. So I went and helped him out with it and that sort of stuff. Now, the thing is about my job, I work for a fairly large company. Probably have heard about it. I'm not going to tell you. But I work on the computer side of things, and there's a home theater side of things. And the computer guys don't get laptops, but the home theater guys do. And it makes a whole lot of sense.
That doesn't make any sense. Really.
No, it doesn't make any sense, but whatever. That's fine because, you know, theoretically I could steal information, so they don't want me to, you know, run the risk of that. But the guys who do both still get laptops.
Oh.
So this guy that I was helping was originally a PC agent, but now he does both, and so he has a laptop. And at one point he said, okay, well, I'm going to run into the store here and I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick before we head out, because it was like a 40-minute drive. We were going to Bonham, Texas. Do you know where that is?
I do know where Bonham is, yes.
Yeah, that's where we went. We were right there on the square.
Cool.
Actually.
Neat little town.
It is. It is pretty cool. We saw Fort English, which is spelled with an I and not an E. So that was interesting. But anyway, so when he goes in there, he hands me his laptop because it's normally in his passenger seat. And this idea came upon me. And he still had his email open. And so I composed an email to everyone in our area on our team. I said, I wrote the email saying, I want all of you to know that by far my most favorite fictional character of any story, it has to be Jar Jar Binks. and I said, that is all. And I hit send. And that started a very great, great firestorm of responses. People asking him if his blood sugar was low. But
you trolled everyone on his behalf.
Uh huh. Yeah,
that's pretty funny.
It's a running thing that we do in this area. So
drive by trolling.
Yeah, basically, my boss will kidnap people's laptops without their knowledge and send emails saying, "I want everyone to know that I love ponies." So I'm immune to this because I don't have a laptop.
Oh, so
I guess that's one good thing.
You have a phone. Don't you get email on your phone?
I do, but I can't log into someone else's email on my phone. And I always have my phone on me, so no one can steal it from me.
Oh,
and
I'm sorry. You know. Well, I would like everybody to know that Kidge really does secretly like Jar Jar Binks in that kind of special way.
I think that Jar Jar Binks was the key to allowing Senator Palpatine to become Emperor Palpatine.
There you go.
Because he was the one who gave Chancellor Palpatine emergency powers.
That's exactly right. He was the one that started it all. That's how naive. That's why you don't. That's why you should never vote anyone into office with ears that big.
I got it, and then I think there was a second tier that I got after that.
All right, so you ready for emails?
I am.
All right.
Do it.
I am.
They're emails to read, right?
Hello there, blind squirrel.
I say emails, I mean voicemails.
Voicemails. Gotcha.
Is this turned up all the way? I may need to turn it up some more. Let me see. Nope, it's up. Okay, it's just as loud as it goes.
There's not right. two of you anymore. Now there's three. This is confusing. My brain does not work this well early in the morning, which is when I listen to your podcast. Anyway, Kidge, Brad,
yes, sir.
You need to go over, you need to find Kidge, and you need to duct tape him to a tree so that he is forced to be outside. It's not healthy for you not to go outside, Kidge.
See, now, we're not the only ones. See, me and Faith are not the only ones that are worried about your indoor-ness.
That's because you listen to the man,
It's because your lack of vitamin D, man. That's what it is. You need to have more vitamin D.
All right. For someone who's on such a health kick, and you don't go outside and enjoy God's creation, no, that's not cool. Not cool. Being a hypocrite. Now, get your butt outside, 30 minutes a day, physical activity outside.
Even if it's snowing, not in Texas. You don't go outside if it's snowing in Texas, but that's because you go outside every day.
I actually spend more time outside when it's snowing than when it's not.
Oh, you're weird.
Yeah.
Okay,
bye.
Wait. He said, "I love you."
Something else.
He said, "I love you." Bye.
Okay.
So. So one more person encouraging you to go outside.
That's one more. All right.
Let's see. Oh, this is actually a text from my brother.
Is it a text?
Good evening.
From your mother?
My brother.
Oh, okay.
My brother, which is my brother from my mother. I don't know why he's texting me at this number, because these are not texts for the show. These are just texts. Did you see Jen's blog post today? no, I didn't, because this is not your tech. What are you doing to me here? All right, here we go. Here's a call.
All right.
Hey, squirrels, Brad and Kidge. This is Dave and Jen up in Nebraska.
Hi there.
I know you haven't heard from us for a while, but we're still here.
I have not heard from you guys in a while, but it's good to know that you're still in Nebraska.
Now, these are the original ones, right?
This is the original Jen and Dave.
Okay.
And just letting you know, we're going to be in Dallas. Unfortunately, it's only like for an hour because we've got a layover at the airport, and it's going to be Wednesday the 2nd.
And I got this on Wednesday the 2nd.
Yeah.
But they were only going to be for an hour, so they couldn't come out of security. So I don't know what – I was going to drive up there and wave at them through the glass window. I don't know.
Yeah.
I did try to send him a text, but it didn't work.
Coming through there, so we'll wave as we – come down and leave again. And we're on our way to Brazil. We're going to Rio. And we'll hang out on the beach.
Rio de Janeiro in Brazil.
No, he just said Rio. He didn't say Rio de Janeiro.
Oh, is there
Could
two
be a different
Rio? Oh, different Rio.
Could be the Rio Grande.
So
in Brazil?
Sure.
Okay.
It's snowing in Nebraska. So, hey, keep up the good work, guys. Talk to you later. And if Faith is there this time, hey, Faith. Bye.
Bye. She's here. She's in the other room. She's getting Helen all smart for school and stuff. So, and I think she's watching The Biggest Loser or Losers Who Dance or so something like that. I don't know exactly what she's doing.
Losers Who Dance.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
This is Ken from Honolulu. This is for Kidge, this particular one.
Yes, sir.
Kidge, are you paying attention?
I am afraid.
Are you listening?
Ken doesn't direct voicemails to a particular person unless there is fire from heaven about to be sent down.
Okay, well, hold on to your shorts, because here it goes.
TV shows maybe you would like. You should try Eureka. You can get the back episodes on Netflix.
Eureka? I have not watched that. What's Eureka about?
I can tell you about Eureka. He might tell us.
Okay,
though,
let's listen
so
to what
why don't
he
we
says.
Play it.
Okay.
And then the more current ones on TV.com. Same with Warehouse 13. Back episodes on Netflix and the current ones on TV.com. They're actually pretty good. They're fun. They're clean. And they're just enjoyable.
Okay, so.
I can actually tell you about both of those.
Okay, go ahead. What's the Eureka about?
I've seen some of both of them. So Eureka is about I think it was like a U.S. Marshal or something like that, who comes to this town where everyone in the town is beyond genius level. And it's like this home place where this huge corporation is doing all these crazy scientific breakthroughs. And the entire plot is that he ends up becoming the sheriff of this town. Yes, with his daughter, exactly. Thank you, Doxson. And essentially what happens is they run into all these different weird situations like, okay, something happened down at the corporate headquarters sort of thing, and now there is an invisible alien roaming the town. I made that up, but that sounds like something they might do.
So it's kind of like Doctor Who?
Funnier. I can't say that it's funnier, but I don't know. But I can't really compare it to Doctor Who.
Okay.
Because Doctor Who is also part of that weird side of things, and he's like the main character, but the sheriff guy is normal.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And his house...
it's time
his
travel?
His house is a smart talk. No, it's
is
not.
Is there time travel involved? Because you know I don't do time travel.
No, they don't.
Okay.
They are inside of time.
Okay.
And yes. And his house talks.
His house talks?
It's a smart house. Yes. But... the voice of the house is actually a guy doing a female's voice.
That's weird.
Yeah. So Warehouse 13 is a similar sort of thing where these two FBI agents or something like that are now stationed to work at this warehouse where they collect all the crazy things from around the world. Like the Ark of the Covenant might be in the Warehouse 13 sort of thing. And
I think I've seen preview to that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see what else he has to
Brad,
say.
Brad, for your online simulcast funeral thing, how you thought that was just terrible. Actually, that's not a bad. It's not a bad idea for people who live way out like I do.
Well, you live in Hawaii, okay? Yeah. So I don't want to hear you crying because you can't go to things that are on the mainland. Because you know why? You live in Hawaii. I'm too poor. I can't go to America every time I want to do something. You live in Hawaii, so shut up, okay? Nobody in Hawaii has a right to complain about anything unless it's tsunamis. Okay? That's all. Okay. I'm sorry, Kitch.
He has a point, though.
Oh, about online funerals? No, it's just tacky.
About him not being able to attend a funeral.
So?
Still.
So I would rather him not attend than them showing funerals online. It's just weird.
Do you want him to go into thousands of dollars of debt to go attend a funeral?
No, he just needs to send the condolences in a little card and say, I can't make it because I'm in Hawaii. Yeah. Everybody will understand. Everybody. Sorry, I'm done.
I have an aunt and uncle who live on the mainland who, when they die, I would like to go to the funeral. However, the cost is just prohibitive when you live here in Hawaii, because you got to not only fly there, but you have to get a hotel room, you have to get a car. All that's expensive. Plus, it's 2 full days of travel for flying, because it's 5 hours there and 5 hours back. So it would be a whole lot cheaper and definitely more convenient for me to be able to watch it on simulcast.
Yeah, okay. You know what? My parents moved to Maine, okay? That's like 3 days to drive there. So it's just...
Your parents moved to Maine?
Yes. Did you not know that?
Why? No. When did that happen?
In February.
Huh. I guess you haven't podcasted since February, so...
I guess so. My parents moved to Maine, everybody.
Why would they do that?
To get away from me, evidently.
But they left Texas.
I know.
Your parents have lost their mind.
I know. Well, see, they retired. They've always vacationed up there. Not always, but the last 10 years or so, they vacationed up there. And just really fell in love with it, and that's where they wanted to retire to. And so mom finally retired, and so they moved up there. And my brother went with them, and his wife, and his kid. So, yep, my whole family's gone. Just me and me and my immediate family, me, Faith, Helen, and my grandmother. That's it. That's all that's left.
Wow. They need to come back.
Well, I just understand the cost prohibitive thing, because it's like Christmas is coming up and I'm not going there, because I can't drive three. I mean, it's 3 days driving, and so you drive for 3 days and get two nights and 3 days. So it's 2 hotel rooms. It's a lot of gas money, plus all the toll roads you got to go through. Plus it's 3 days, so it's 3 days there and 3 days back. So if I'm going to spend 3 days there, that's 9 days.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's just ridiculous. So then you talk about flying, you got to buy 3 plane tickets. It's just ridiculous. And so I'm not seeing them at Christmas. Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
They're coming here.
Skype, like, webcam.
Yeah, well, we do that. We do
simulcast.
I said do. And we're going to simulcast Christmas. How do you like that, Ken?
There you go. Set up a webcam by the tree.
To each their own. I mean, if it's your mother or your father or something like that, of course not. But if it's just a distant family member?
No, but you know what's going to happen, Ken, is they're going to start simulcasting births. And I just think there's just a line. There's a line somewhere, and we need to draw it. And we need to draw it here on this side of funerals, because... Kidge, come back. Are you okay? You all right there, Kidge?
Why, Bradley?
I'm sorry.
What's the big deal?
What's the big deal, Kidge?
Well, I hope you guys have a good time with the construction guys, because we had dealt with that before. Oh, good Lord, they were horrible. Well, aloha.
Aloha. Well, the good thing about that is that the contractor we're using is also a friend. So, and I'm not worried about that at all.
Good.
So, all right, here we go.
All right.
I have to tell you that my Walmart does not have self-checkout, but I wish that it did, because the people are slow. Okay? These mouth breathers that they hire to do groceries, either got the mouth breathers who are doing the checkout who have no earthly idea what they're doing, or you have people like Faith who get in line and have a conversation for 10 minutes. Wow, 20 people are trying to check out behind them. This kind of drives me nuts. Bye.
I may have to save that one for Faith to listen to. She'll appreciate that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
All right. So we got another one from our good friend he's not in Albany, but that's where it says he's calling from. He's in. He's up there in upstate New York.
Faith, I'm sorry for yelling at you in that last voicemail. Anyway, now we're getting to the whole credit card thing and the signage of the credit card. Now, supposedly, according to most credit card companies and from what I have heard, if you do not sign the back of your credit card, someone is supposed to ask for your ID.
That's right.
Nobody checks the backs of the credit cards anymore.
No. In fact, my friend, actually has, on instead of signing the back of his credit card, it actually says, please ask for ID. He actually wrote that on the back of his card. And it still doesn't matter because everybody you just slide the card yourself. Nobody ever sees the back of your card. And then Lowe's has this, if you go to Lowe's, they have this other verification where they want you to give them the last four digits of your card, which is that's supposed to be a check for them to actually, that they actually looked at your card, but they don't. They just ask you to tell them the last four digits of your card. So they don't even check to make sure it's your name on the card. They just, it's ridiculous.
I have a credit card I've been walking around with no signature on for a long time now. I don't sign the back of my credit card because no one ever asked me to sign it. One time I went somewhere and they said, oh, the back of this credit card isn't signed. So I signed the back of the credit card.
In front of them.
That's the signature I just put on the receipt. I'm so sick and tired of this stuff. Anyway. I'm trying not to call in again. This is my third time calling in and leaving a comment for one episode. Three times a charm because there's three hosts of fame. I'm sorry for yelling. Seriously. You don't need to have a conversation about tomatoes while people are waiting to check out. Okay? You're slowing up the process. They're slow enough as it is. Bye.
No, and Faith will ask them, like, how, you know, like, how's your daughter doing? You know? It's craziness. It's crazy.
Hey, Brad, it's John Wilkerson. I just wanted to call and say, I love you. Don't touch my beer. Oh, and Dallas sucks. Bye.
Well, that's not nice. Dallas. This is Dallas sucks. I don't know if he meant the football team or the town. I'm not sure.
Well... I don't live in Dallas.
He loves me, so. You live in Plano. And, dude, if you live in Plano, you live in Dallas. Uh-huh. Where do you live?
I live in Plano. I'm not telling you.
You live in McKinney?
I do.
Ah.
Dang it.
Well, when I was growing up, here we go.
How many decades was that ago?
All the time I grew up, McKinney was a separate place. It was a separate town. It wasn't a suburb of Dallas.
That's right.
But now, it's a suburb of Dallas.
No, it's not.
Because there was Dallas. Plano was a suburb. Because you had Richardson and Plano right there. And then you had this big, long space. And then you had Allen, which is a little bitty town in the middle of nowhere. And then you had another big, long space. And there was McKinney. Uh-huh. Now, it's just Dallas all the way to McKinney.
Nope.
It is, too.
You live, I guess, to those that don't live in... McKinney area, but McKinney is its own separate entity.
Well, it used to be.
And it still is.
It's just now it's got incorporated into Dallas. Just like Louisville has. Louisville was its own town at one point. Now it's just part of Dallas.
Louisville is the ghetto of Flower Mound.
It's true. It's true. It's where Flower Mound people go to slum it.
Yeah, exactly. Like I actually grew up in Flower Mound, so it would be one of those sorts of things where, you know, we'd be, you know, in high school or something like that, we'd be talking about the future plans and someone would say, yeah, I'm gonna go rent an apartment in Louisville, and whenever someone would say that, you'd be like, yeah, I can kind of see that because you're kind of white trash or something like that.
And so it would just
it's Louisville is the
because that's what we did in high school was call each other white trash. As opposed to what other kind of trash would there be, Kidge?
Recyclable.
Oh, okay. Oh, boy. Dachshund says you should not be allowed to talk at all in the checkout line. And see, I think this only applies, though, at Walmarts. Because when you're at Walmart, you really got your guard up, don't you? I mean, you don't know what you're going to run into. You don't know what kind of wackos in front of you or behind you. How long it's been since they bathed. How loud they're going to talk at you. How drunk they are. I mean, this is the kind of problems you run into when you go to Walmart. And then it's double if you're here in Silver Springs. Because not only do you have those kind of people to worry about, you also might run into about 10 people you know. And you might never get out of there. You went in for 10 minutes to get a toothpaste. And it took you 55 minutes to get out of there because you ran into 10 people you know.
It has been a long time since I've been in a Walmart.
Good for you.
And it has been a much longer time since I've been in a Walmart after 10 p.m.
Yeah, you don't want to go
entirely different experience.
You don't want to do that. That's not a good thing.
No.
but the,
those are my college days.
In Dallas, it's easier because you got Target, you know, and you don't, you know, there's other places to go. But here, I mean, you got, there's only so much stuff you can buy at Walgreens, you know.
True.
Walgreens is like a little drugstore chain that we have in Texas.
Like a CVS.
Yeah, we have, yes. Does CVS nationwide? I don't know.
Are there any Eckerd's anymore?
I don't know. When I was a kid, how many stories are going to start? we had what was it called? Skinnerd, something like that. Skinnerd Drugs or something like that. It was weird. That was the original, yeah. And then they went to Eckerd's and then went from there. Dachshund said CVS is Eckerd's.
Oh, and I guess Walgreens is everywhere.
There you go. You learn something new every day.
Yes.
Well, do you have anything else? Do you have another story? Anything else?
I dropped my phone.
Did you break it?
A little bit.
You need to break it good. You need to run over with your car.
I'm thinking, like, I need to kind of like, oops, I dropped it off my roof sort of
thing. Now, is this the work phone or is this your phone?
This is the personal phone that overheats.
So this is your phone, and it's a Windows phone.
This is an Android phone.
Oh, it's an Android phone.
The work phone is a Windows phone.
Ah, but your Android phone is the one that overheats?
Yes.
And that's not a problem they can fix?
It's a battery problem.
Can't get a new battery?
Even the new batteries do it.
Oh. Was it a Samsung, it's a HTC?
It's a Sony issue.
Oh, it's a Sony phone.
Sony, yeah. Yeah. Sony's are like the Macs of the PC world. They're overpriced because of the name.
Why do you got to push my buttons? Don't push my buttons.
Yeah.
But Sony's not taking care of this, but giving you a new phone or something?
I haven't called them about it. I just didn't research. Well, I don't care enough to be without it. But anyway, so I dropped it. Now there's a couple small cracks up in the top right-hand corner of the screen.
Yeah.
So that when I try to drag down the notification thing, like, you know how in iOS 4 there's that you can drag down to see notifications? Well, I can't do that on the right half of the screen because it doesn't detect any input in that top corner because of cracks. So that also means that I can't use Hootsuite to send a message to Twitter.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
It's all good. I will eventually get a new phone.
What are you going to get next?
I don't know. It's not close enough for me to begin the research of what is out there.
Oh, well, they got the Samsung Galaxy is out there, man. Yep. It's a really hot new hot item. Then you got the Motorola Droid is out there. It's a really hot new item. Yeah.
I was actually going to get. I don't want to get it. Is a track phone one of the pay as you go phones, Dachshund?
Answer
that. I will respond to you in 10 seconds.
Yes.
But I was going to get a Samsung Captivate when I got this phone.
Yes.
But this phone was on sale for $1. And the Samsung Captivate, thank you, Dachshund. Samsung Captivate was like a freaking $140 at the time.
Well, you can get a 3GS for free, a 2-year contract.
Why would I want a 3GS?
Because then you can use it. It won't overheat.
I you haven't answered my question.
I'm telling you, because it'll work.
I like things to work well when they work.
Well, and exactly, 3GS, free. All right.
You're my best friend, Brad.
Yeah, this conversation is going nowhere. Did the story have more points to it?
I just can't use the top right-hand corner of my screen. Sadness.
Sadness.
I'm adding things to the list of reasons to replace this phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you tweet from that phone?
On occasion.
Is that where, when I send you a direct message, is that where it goes? Is that where you get it?
What happens when you send me a direct message?
Yes.
Oh, we've just dumped trash on the floor.
Oh, no. Okay. Where's the dog?
But he's right over here. But what happens whenever you send me a direct message, instead of me getting an alert on Twitter, I get an email saying someone sent you a direct message, and that comes to me faster than the tweets do in Hootsuite.
Yes. Same here.
Mm-hmm. So,
actually, the Twitter app works really well, and I have the like official Twitter app or whatever it is, you know, by Twitter, and and that works really well. And I've gone to using that because it would actually annoy me. Because I would get the text messages and then I would go to check because I don't remember which app I was using, but it was one of the third party apps, And I would go, like, you know, whatever it was. And I would go to check Twitter, and the message wouldn't be there. I'd gotten a text message saying it was there, but then I couldn't reply to it, you know, because I want to keep the conversation threaded. So I turned that off. I turned that feature off, and then I just used the Twitter app, and it works really well. But then that way, when I get notified, it's actually there, and then I can reply. And it may take there an extra 30 seconds for me to get it, but I never know. So there's no frustration. Yeah. So there you go. I had more things. I had another thing I really wanted to talk about.
Well, I have the run sheet up.
Oh, you do? So, what was the other thing I really wanted to talk about? Because I had the run sheet up and I accidentally closed it.
You didn't update anything on the run sheet that I have.
Are you sure I didn't? Maybe I wrote it down somewhere else.
What I can see.
Bummer.
I updated things.
Well, let's look at you on the ball and all.
Well, should we do another episode?
I can't tonight.
Okay.
That's because cool. I am kind of hogging the bathroom and my daughter needs to get in the tub.
Fair enough. Well, then I will be quick then. Swifty and I saw two movies this past week.
Cool. Okay. Movie review.
First, we saw Puss in Boots.
How was that? See, I'm curious about that movie because parts of it look like it would be something I wouldn't like. And then parts of it look like something that I would just laugh my keister off at, like when he's drinking the milk.
Yeah.
But is that the funniest part of the movie or what?
No, there's definitely funnier parts in the movie. I don't remember any right off the top of my head, but it's you know, from the creators of Shrek, of course, and it is not as grandiose of a story as Shrek. It's a more finer plot and that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely pretty funny, I would say. And of course, just like Shrek, there are jokes that the kids get and there are jokes that only the adults would get.
Right.
And that sort of thing. So yeah, it was pretty good. I could recommend it for a lot of people.
Good. Okay.
So yeah. And it's kids friendly.
It is kids friendly. So, well, that's good. There seemed to be a lot of the innuendos, but they didn't cross kids' line, huh?
Right. Good. Exactly. And, okay. Apparently Dave makes fun of me for kid friendly.
I know that was so great this week on the Jen and Dave show. They spent a whole segment making fun of you. I just was so proud. I was so proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
You made Dave laugh.
Yes. Yeah. Oh yeah. So the second movie that we saw was the movie Tower Heist.
Now this looks funny. I want to see this.
Yes. That's the Eddie Murphy movie it's the Ben Stiller movie with Eddie Murphy in it.
Mm-hmm.
And Matthew Broderick's in it too.
Mm-hmm.
And Matthew Broderick is hilarious in that movie.
Really? Cool.
He's quite funny. He plays Matthew Broderick's character, Mr. Fitzhugh, plays a character who is, you know, was this really up-and-coming Wall Street guy who could predict how the markets were going to go and blah, 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 and all this sort of stuff. And he just got a bad luck streak that just continues and continues. And, you know, he can't pay his rent in this really high falutin New York hotel where the cheapest apartment there is like $5.1 million sort of thing.
Good grief.
And or something like that. And it eventually gets to a point where he's like squatting in the apartment.
Oh yes.
And had to sell all of his furniture, and then his wife leaves him and he gets kicked out of the apartment, all this sort of stuff. And so he's just he's keeping like a slightly sarcastic positive attitude, like, yeah, life is absolutely horrible, and this is, you know, the best time of my life. And you're just like, wow, this guy is really messed up inside right now. But that was actually a pretty funny movie, too. It was a lot funnier than I thought it was going to be. And, you know, the least kid-friendly part of it was in the trailer. So,
oh, that was okay.
Yeah, so it is also kid friendly, except for that one cringe worthy scene. So,
well, cool. I like that we have a kid's rating. I think that's cool.
Me too.
So
it's like a,
we'll keep that going.
I don't care about violence. I don't really.
Did you check out any of the suggestions I gave you from Netflix? Sherlock Holmes or
I have not. We have been watching The Cosby Show.
Aha. What do you think?
That is awesome. We never, because we were, you know, born 3 years after the show started, halfway through its pretty much its run. We did not nearly understand it nearly as much as we do now. And we never realized how conservative that show was.
Yes. And what I like about it, or what I never realized about it when I was a kid, and I compare it to something like Family Ties, is all of the people in the Cosby Show actually have characters, and mm-hmm. fairly well-developed characters. And they it's not just setups for one-liners, you know, which was that was what was going on at the time with a lot of those shows. And mm-hmm. and it's not just a lot of one-liners and really flat characters. It's really neat to see, you know, that element of the show. So I think it was really fun.
Yeah, it is definitely a lot of fun, you know. So we watched two episodes before we started recording Two Point Squirrels tonight.
Ah.
So we'll likely watch some more.
It's always good. It's always good to warm up yes. with a little Cosby. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. Thank you in the chat room to Wiry and Doxson for keeping us company.
Thank you.
Doxson says he likes A Different World also. That was the spinoff, right?
Is it?
I think so. I think that was the spinoff of the college student who went off and had The Different World or whatever. So some of the fashion kind of drives me crazy on that show, though, because it's like, it's like, yeah, the 80s were kind of like that, but man, they really, the teenager really dresses it up.
Oh, if it's the Denise character.
Yes.
I remember as a child seeing her character and knowing that I would never like her. Like I saw her and I was like,
just because of the way she dressed,
I don't like her as a child. And you know, looking back at it now, I'm like, she's like a total hippie and all this sort of stuff. I don't like her character.
Okay. Well, yeah. You know, that was what was going on at the time, was that revamped hippie, you know, the mm-hmm. revisit the hippie thing. So that was what was going on at the time. What are you going to do? But he wears the craziest, and Cosby himself, he wears the craziest stuff to bed. You never know what his pajamas are going to look like. Right. He never wears the same pajamas twice. All right, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us. Check out The Cosby Show on Netflix. And I guess Eureka, too. Huh? We're going to check out Eureka?
Yeah.
All right, I'll check out that out, that out this week. All right.
Apparently Warehouse 13.
Well, thanks for joining us, everyone.
Thanks.
Vayos con Dios.
Vayos con Dios.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.
The Cosby Show. Oh, wait. Hold on, let me hit stop.